Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Real Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Most recently, MND Minister Chee Hong Tai mentioned that the authority may relook into removing the 15 months beta period for private properties owners or PPOs looking to buy a bigger HDB resale flat. This is a significant policy shift that will have both immediate and long-term implications for Singapore property market. Here, without further ado, let's explore further in this video. Introduced in September 2022, the rule required private property owners to wait 15 months after selling their private property before they could buy a non-subsidized resale HDB flat. The aim was to cool demand in the resale HDB market, especially from wealthier PPOs, and ensure affordability for first-time buyers. This restriction was never applied to seniors aged 55 and above buying 4-room or smaller flat. The intention of this rule is to moderate the increase in HDB resale flat prices. However, based on the past quarterly HDB RPI movement, you tell me lor, if there is any slowdown in HDB flat prices. This policy only brings more inconvenience to PPOs that have plans to right size but they are forced to rent a place during the interim instead. As I mentioned before in my past videos, the demand side is due to many factors from singles, PRs, HDB upgraders that are priced out of the private market, and senior as well as the ultimately the success of HDB housing program. As mentioned by Minister Chi, he said the removal will likely depend on the moderation of the HDB resale market. Private property owners can immediately re-enter the resale HDB market after selling their property, restoring their previous ability to downgrade quickly into public housing. Here, let's explore the HDB resale market. Firstly, there will obviously be an increased demand for larger resale flats. Larger flats include 5-room, executive flats to jumbo flats, especially in mature estates, will see renewed interest. PPO traditionally prefer those flats that are near to town centre or MRT station. When such buyers enter the market, we can expect price pressure in this segment as competition heat up once again. HDB owners that own bigger 5-room flats in mature town or those that just cross the MOP, all will bid white. This is due to increased demand from PPO. They can even ask for higher prices, but this also depends on the demand and supply in the particular location. For HDB owners that live in bigger flats but on a depreciating lease, it will be good to and cash it out. I'm very sure HDB will make more announcement on VERS before the next GE. Again, this will be a hotly contested topic that easily affects 50% of public flats in Singapore. As I mentioned times again, if you cannot tahan the uncertainty, it will be good to exit it sooner than later. Obviously, the resale market may experience a rebound in transaction volume, particularly after the cooling that followed the 2022 wait-out rules. This will also relieve some price pressure on price 4-room flats that are the only option for this group. In a way, this policy will also benefit existing HDB owners looking to upgrade or cash out at higher prices. HDB upgraders selling their flat to PPO will find it easier to move into private property, creating positive momentum in both directions. The reintroduction of this group will unclog a previously blocked upgrading chain in the market. This means more HDB upgraders can move into private homes. This will improve market liquidity and allow them to uplift their wealth. However, not all are rosy. There will always be winners and losers in this property game. First-time buyers may now face stiffer competition from asset-rich PPOs. This could further widen inequality in access to HDB resale flats. They could potentially be priced out once again. This is surely a frustrating moment for most. For those that are sitting on the sideline, just enter and commit to a resale flat before prices run ahead of fundamental. Anyway, there are not many first-timers in the resale market. Most have opted for cheaper BTO flats or taken the EC route instead. If the PPO restrictions are lifted in time to come, this will allow more retirees downsizing from their private homes to consider 5-room or executive resale HDB flats instead. This will further add pressure on larger resale flats in good location as well as sought after MOP flats near transport nodes. This is generally a welcome move if any. Who knows, PPO can sell their private property at a much higher prices due to more liquidity. PPO who previously delayed selling may now move forward with offloading their private condos and buy resale HDB flat instead. This could indirectly lead to increased supply in the private resale market, especially in the outside central region. When more seniors start to dispose their property altogether, This means prices could soften slightly for older or fringe located private units. However, this move may increase liquidity in both segments, HDB and private, allowing households to move between them more easily. When more resale private listings are made available in the market, will this lead to a slowdown in new homes take-up rate since resale property are traditionally priced lower than developers' prices? Here, I have mixed feeling on this aspect. Some HDB upgraders may go for cheaper and bigger private condos. Instead of new homes, they are generally higher in prices and offer less spaces. This may indirectly see a slowdown in take-up rate by HDB upgraders. However, new homes in choice location and attractively priced will still move. Some good examples are the Ori in Toa Payoh and Parktown Residence in Tampines. Seniors that are living in landed property may also offload their asset to a more manageable public flat. Will this lead to more supply flooding the market and depress landed prices? On this part, I seriously don't know. But based on market movement over the long term, landed properties are always sought after in land scarce Singapore. Hence, you don't need to worry too much. To sum it up, the removal of the 15-month wake-up rules restore market flexibility, enhance liquidity, and may lead to short-term upward pressure on resale HDB prices, particularly larger units in mature estate. While it may introduce competition for first-time buyers, it also revitalizes market momentum, especially among the savage class and retirees. If resale prices begin to escalate too quickly, the government may reintroduce cooling measures again to tame the red-hot housing market. Do I talk sense here? What is your thoughts to it? That's all. Please help me to like, share and subscribe. See you again soon.